Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very senior and multifaceted professional from Hawaii, USA, Camilla Kohl. Camilla, welcome to the show.
Ashutosh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure for me to be here, and thank you so much for the invitation.
Thank you. Camilla is the founder of Just a Squiggle, which is a business creativity coaching company. She's dedicated to helping organizations transform the way they approach problems, come up with new ideas, and make better decisions. Camilla has also been a longtime Googler, an international speaker, a social advocate, a creative thinker, a goodness seeker, a proud mom, a Latinx leader, and a digital marketing expert. Wow, you seem to be doing so many diverse things at the same time. So Camilla, before we start talking about Just a Squiggle, tell me a little bit about your own journey in brief.
Absolutely. Well, I am born and raised in Latin America, especially in Colombia. I was born in Colombia, raised between Colombia and Mexico. And I've been a citizen of the world since I was very little. Moved around a lot with the purpose of getting to know more cultures, being exposed to people, being exposed to experiences. And that kind of brought me up as a very curious person. So curiosity and creativity was in my DNA since a very early age when I was moving around with my parents everywhere in the world. But I'm very grateful because that shaped me. The early stage of my career started being in finance world. After I finished my, after I graduated in business, international businesses, I went for the financial world. I was a stock seller. I was selling bonds and doing all this fancy stuff in the stock market. And I quickly realized that wasn't me. That wasn't my thing. So I shifted my career. I went and pursued a master degree in marketing. And I decided that what I was passionate about was the concept of rethinking and reshaping ideas. And it became very clear, especially when I joined Virtual as in Colombia. I was one of the four people actually founded that office, that I was in the right place. I was in the right place. I was in the right environment that was helping me fulfill my dreams, travel the world, be called. And then I became an expert on innovation, and I became an expert, and I had a love of everything that has to do with creativity and how do you apply it for different facets of your life, but specifically. And since the last 12 years of my career, I've been working in Google in countries, in a multitude of industries with different type of customers, helping them rethink everything from processes, marketing, product, and having a blast while I do it. Perfect. And now I bring it to the world through
Fantastic. Fantastic.
And having fun with it.
Thank you. So let's now move and talk about Just Squiggle. You call it a business creativity coaching company. Tell me a little bit about the work you do at Just Squiggle.
Absolutely. So at Just Squiggle, what we do is we help specifically teams and entrepreneurs differently about problems, come up with fresh, novel ideas, and make better decisions. When we have an unlimited amount of ideas and we have a good plan of action, and possibilities are endless. So what I do is I teach the teams to how to actually think thoughts you've thought about before, how to create on demand, how to make sure that you are making the right decisions, ideas that a team is bringing to the table. And to be honest, untapping to that superpower that we all have, which is creative thinking. Do you remember when you were a kid? Here, you had endless possibilities. Your imagination was unparalleled. You were able to make out of a box a spaceship, a castle, a house. It was amazing because my brain was wired to be creative. So what I do with Just Squiggle is bring that back. Bring that back, that superpower that we all have, exponentially grow it in a teen environment, and make sure that those ideas become a reality.
Fascinating. And tell me the story behind the name Just a Squiggle. What was your inspiration to choose such a unique name?
I love that question. I get it a lot. Squiggle is a name that came because the first exercise that I learned around innovation and creative thinking was a exercise called the Squiggle. It's a very simple exercise that shows you how much of a blotch in your mind and how easy it is to actually untap it and think 10x if you have the right provocation. So by drawing just squiggles and transforming those squiggles, I was able to create a new species out of very basic squiggles and a little bit of creativity. So I wanted to transmit that same feeling with my brand and what I do. You just need a squiggle. You just need a provocation. You just need the thing to trigger your brain to think differently, and possibilities will become endless. So that's the oil that is the squiggle.
How fascinating. And you also, Camila, call Squiggle a business creativity coaching company. How do you define business creativity, and why is it so important today?
Yeah. Creativity is problem solving, but in a different way. At its core, it's problem solving, but it's in a way that allows you with novel solutions for a problem. It allows you to transform an idea or something that you had in different. It's about connecting thoughts, connecting things that weren't supposed to go together. But here's the thing: creativity is great and having ideas is fantastic. But what happens is actually bring it to reality, and you're able to go through the process of bringing an idea into reality. That's where magic happens. So creativity coaching is specifically teaching and facilitating the conversation, the exercises, the techniques of how you do this on demand for your teams, and then helping them go from a concept into an actual tangible idea or prototype or minimal viable product that you can actually put out in the world. So we don't just stay with the theory, we're obsessed with action. And coaching is a method of taking you from point A to point B to helping you guide through that process and teaching you while you do it.
Fascinating. Thank you. Is it also possible for you to share one or two examples of some of the businesses you have helped? I don't want names of companies, of course, but how did you help them unlock their creative potential, and how did it transform their outcomes?
Absolutely. It's a wonderful question. I've worked with many types of customers, big and small, and the result is always the same. Is this wow effect of a team starting with a blockage and knowing that they have a challenge in place they don't know how to solve, and ending with this fantastic set of opportunities that they created together, and there's ownership and there's potential behind it. So leaves inspire, align, and leaves with responsibilities to make this happen. Couple of examples. A few months ago, I worked with a very prestigious hotel company, and they were trying to come up with the next new product for their partner hotels. And we ended up going through a very interesting workshop, a business creativity workshop, in which we had a challenge. How do we a brand new product? And we ended up after that day coming up with two or three really interesting examples of out of the ordinary type of products that they could execute. An example of that was, what if you actually bring the magic of pets into the hotel and they earned loyalty? So all of that started making a very interesting example of how the process works.
How interesting. When you now work with businesses, my question is, what are some of the common obstacles that prevent businesses from embracing creativity?
Some of the biggest challenges that I've seen, this common conception of, well, if it ain't broken, let's not fix it. Everything's working fine. Why should I think differently? Right. What I've been thinking works. Why put anything in the mix? And reality is that in the current environment in which we are, in a world that has dramatically changed in the last 2 or 3 years, in a world where technology is bringing us all together, but also changing the consumer behavior every second, you don't have the luxury of saying, well, let's not fix it if it's not broken. We have to think thoughts we've never thought before. What got you here is not going to get you there. Making sure that you're investing on the capabilities of your teams to think differently, to think innovative, is a competitive advantage. It's not just a nice to have. That is a crucial thing to think about it. And the second thing that I see all the time, where people say, well, those that were born creative, or this is an artistic thing. It is completely not true. We are all born with the capability of being creative. Mm-hmm. We all have the capability to activate it on demand. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, there's no left brain, I'm analytical, I'm creative. There's no such thing. It's all mixed. It's one brain, same connections. It's just how do you actually do it to make things happen for you. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the times what I see is a lack of knowledge actually works. Mm-hmm. So care of going through a process that they feel it's uncomfortable for them, but reality is it's accessible for everyone. You just need to go with the process and understand how do you activate.
Very interesting. Thank you. My next question is that how do you see the relationship between creativity and innovation in a business context? Are they synonymous or do they play different roles in organizations?
This question. Creativity is the raw material. Mm-hmm. Creativity is when you give your chance, when you give yourself, your team, the chance to come up with ideas, mm-hmm. to be expansive, to understand this, and we want to nurture that diversity of thought. Mm-hmm. Innovation is about drive. So innovation doesn't happen without creativity. But mm-hmm. creativity, it's stuck as a nice idea or being imaginative if mm-hmm. you don't have value creation, your creativity. Mm-hmm. So innovation exists only because you activate your brain to think differently and mm-hmm. create and becomes a real thing when it becomes an action and mm-hmm. there's an outcome behind it. And that's when it becomes innovation. Mm-hmm. So they feed on each other. And it's part, all of it is part of the process of getting you what you've never thought before.
Very interesting. And my next question to you is on culture. And so I wanted to ask you that what role do you believe company culture plays in fostering creativity? And how can businesses build a more creative work environment?
The culture is fundamental because without an environment that helps you be creative, mm-hmm. your brain is not going to. What happens? Your brain is wired to going to the vault of experience. Mm-hmm. That's good because that's how humans learn. That's how you don't have to learn how to work a knife and a fork every time you eat. But that's not great when it comes to creating something new and innovative. So what happens is a culture that just gets you into shortcuts mode and allows you only to go to your vault of experiences so far. Because it's never going to allow for the diversity of thought to flourish. Mm. When you allow for a culture of risk-taking and encouraging people to think differently, to approach problems in a different way, when you complement diversity of thought and not everyone thinking the same way, it's when the customers grow. And that's how customers actually evolve. Because you're giving the environment, the necessary environment, the necessary guidance for people to feel comfy and safe to be thinking differently. Mm. So it comes with creating the right environment. And by that, I mean the right signals from leadership to the team, saying this is saying, hey, we want you to take risks. We want you to think differently. Mm. Second is to provide the knowledge for the teams to understand how to do this. And this, mm-hmm. that's where I play a role, teaching them and leadership how to do this. Mm-hmm. And then finally, allow for the opportunities to arise so they can apply it. So bringing teams together to come up with a solution for a new problem they encounter, or allowing them to come up with ideas on their own for a problem and bring it proactively. Mm-hmm. All of those things are going to help the environment to bring ideas forward and to make sure that those happen and there's innovation behind this.
Wow, fantastic. My next question to you is that based on all the amazing experience that you have, what trends do you see in the business creativity space? And how do you plan to adapt your coaching to meet these changes?
Yeah, that's a wonderful question. I have to say one of the biggest ones right now, and I think we're all feeling it, is the utilization of artificial intelligence for everything. Correct. So utilizing AI for absolutely everything in our life. And I do believe AI is a wonderful tool. Mm. But let's be very clear. AI have the ability to be creative because creativity is an innate trait of humans that will not be able to be substituted by artificial intelligence or by a machine. That said, artificial intelligence is a wonderful tool to complement your development process. It will help you get additional ideas out. It will help you be more efficient on the way that you are thinking about going from expansive thinking, which is a lot of ideas, to just distilling a few ones that will be the ones making its way to reality. It will be a wonderful aid in making those things a reality with prototype tools, with options, with data. So I believe artificial intelligence is just going to enhance the creative enhances. But let's be clear, it's not going to substitute being creative. Those ideas are still going to have to come from us. And we want to make sure that we have that secret sauce ingrained in us. We provide value with it. And we take technology in as a tool that will help us exponentially make it even better. So that's definitely one step. What I'm thinking about, how I approach this as AI becomes even more tangible, it's being very prescriptive on how and when to utilize artificial intelligence for the thinking creative, How can I help you with, ideation? How can I help you with the prototyping phase? How can I help you with testing, with data? How can I help you to understand and empathize better with your customers? By understanding how to plug it in is going to make the process better for many. So I feel that that's the biggest trend that is happening. And it's here to stay. So let's just say so that we utilize it in a positive way and not think that it's a substitute for our own creative thinking.
Very well said. The next three questions, Camilla, are more about you. So my next question is that given the very, very rich and diverse experience you have had, you know, born in Colombia, lived in Mexico, studied in the US, traveled all over the world, worked with so many different organizations, how has your background supported your own coaching philosophy, your style, and your values?
I love that. Well, there's a core belief that I have, which is, you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. And that has carried with me since the beginning. I don't want to be just waiting to be absolutely perfect on everything to go out and give what I have to the world. I want to make sure that I am bold enough to stand up, say, I know this, I have this experience, I can help you. I might not be perfect, but I'll learn with you and I'll be better. So this thought of improvement, self-improvement, is something that I am very passionate about. I want to carry forward. And that's been ingrained in me since my early childhood. And that curiosity that I was mentioning by holding the world and getting to know different cultures, living in different countries, that just sparked so many different ideas and ways in which I want to give back to the world, to approach my own personal life. And to be honest, creativity, the reason why they're into this innovation world was because ultimately I want to help organizations solve the world's biggest problems, but in a different way. What if we all have the possibility to learn how to activate this on demand, and then we can come up with solutions that are out of the box, out of the ordinary, to change the biggest problems that the world is having. So ultimately, that's the reason why I do this. And then secondly, I really believe that it's not what you do what defines you, is what you love doing that does. And that is something that I do with my company. I absolutely love everything I do with it because I'm passionate about what I do. I am passionate about showing a different way, a different perspective, and to see how ideas can change a person, an organization, a company, an entire world. So I want to make sure that I'm living my true statement of I'm doing this because I love it, and that is what it's going to define me. So that is very tangible in what I do and the way that my company runs and what I always want with my time.
How wonderful. My next question, Camilla, is about people in our lives. And all of us have had people in our lives who have influenced us, who have been like North Stars for us and, you know, told us, it taught us a lot of things. My question to you is, how have you been shaped by people in your life? And how are they influencing you as a coach today?
Yes, so many people that have gone through this journey with me, but that have influenced me in the core. I do have to say my parents, my mom and my dad, both very different people, but both as a combined force shaped me. My mom, incredibly creative, very alive, very in touch with aspect of life. My dad, very organized, very pragmatic, very serious of like, he said, here's the business. But he taught me about independence. He taught me pursuing your dreams. He taught me about the importance of having a plan. And my mom keeps saying, you go and be happy and you go and pursue what you want. So the opposite extremes combined together made me the perfect vessel to carry what I'm going or what I'm going. And it also shaped me as a coach. I have the very pragmatic orientation of there has to be a plan, there has to be a goal, here's the KPIs, and I run my business that way. But I also have this part of me that is all about sometimes it's okay just to break the rules and just rule flow and let things happen. So my coaching style becomes a mix of both.
Well said.
It's time to be expansive and creative and think about the opportunities in the world and possibilities. But at some point, we're going to go into a plan stage in which we're going to make this happen. That's for sure one of my major pillars in life. And then my husband, David Cole, he's also my teammate. He also works at Google. And together, we've been able to shape something very unique in terms of how we support each other and we maintain each other accountable for personal stuff and business. And so those forces definitely play a huge role in how everything goes from making you who you are and translating that to my coaching style.
Wonderful. Thank you. I have time for two more questions. My next question is about the young leaders who I'm sure you interact with. Because I've often said that the millennials and the Gen Z leaders have brought a breath of fresh air and a new perspective into every new organization that they work in. My question to you as a coach is, what in your opinion are some of the areas these young leaders need to be coached in?
They have something that is incredibly important, and is that they're not just driven by numbers. They're not driven by a quarterly release. They're not driven by hitting a quota. They're driven by passion and purpose. And that it's a new generation that's going to carry us forward. And I believe it's a much more grounded generation that is going to be focused on things that really matter. That said, that generation can learn from the previous generation around the importance of execution, making sure that your ideas don't just follow a path of imagination, but actually a path of action, so of actual real. And I think the most important thing that they can learn from others is how to handle conflict and hard times. I think our generation had a good amount of hardships, and we've been able to push through it with grit and determination. So my invitation to this new generation is to think about, how do you combine that passion and that purpose with the necessary grit and the necessary determination to win, even in the hardest times?
Wonderful. And my last question to you, Camilla, and this is for the many, many people who will listen to our conversation. Based on your own amazing journey and all the knowledge that you have about creativity, about coaching, what would you say are three lessons you would want our viewers and listeners to take away from your learnings and from our conversation?
I love this. Number one, we all have the power and we all have the skills to be creative. Superpower. This is a competitive advantage. Yeah. This is actually set built organizations. This is the most important skill for business leaders to have today.
Correct.
So we want to make sure that you know how to cultivate it, how to share it with your teams, and think about it as not a nice, but a must have. This is the secret sauce, that superpower, super weapon that will help you get farther, grow better, and make better, and make better, and make more. Number two, what I would say is, still there is an objection about why doing this. This necessity, all the things. This is not my priority, my agenda. Think about what if. What happens if you don't do it? What happens if others do it? Give yourself the chance to think about the what ifs of the world. So by doing that, you in your brain to think about possibilities versus giving your brain only roadblocks. So give your chance to be expansive and think about the opportunities and endless possibilities that could exist versus thinking the things that should be in place. And then finally, I would have to say, creativity is just intelligence having fun. And that's Albert Einstein saying it, not me. But it is true. The creative process is a fun process. It should feel light in nature. You should be lighting up like a bulb, like when you're thinking about ideas. So give your yourself the chance to explore this to your teams, to bring it to your household, to teach it to your kids. It's a wonderful skill, but it's also a fun one to do. So my invitation is give into the process, no tricks and tricks, so you can do it on demand and have fun while you do it.
How wonderful. How wonderful. And on that note, Camilla, and your wonderful lessons, be creative. We all have the superpower, which is our secret sauce. Second, you said, think about the what if. It's such a powerful comment. Think about the what if of the world. And the third one, you said, have fun while you're being creative. Thank you so much for talking to me about your own amazing journey. Thank you for speaking to me about Just a Squiggle. Thank you for talking to me about so many different aspects of creativity. Thank you for speaking to me and good luck.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for the invitation. I'll be seeing you soon.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.